Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Two players in the first round of the NBA draft. Trey Johnson at the number 6 overall pick. And then a little later on, I thought they took Walter Clayton, then they traded him to take Will Riley. I can tell you the good news, very easy names to say. Johnson, okay. Riley.
Yeah. You didn't want no international players?
Doug, we had Bees called in with his picks yesterday, and he couldn't name the dude he picked on, but he just kept calling him the French kid. Joan Behringer. I'm sure I'm not saying that right, but my man Kevin is in Lanham, wants to talk Wizards pick. Kev, what'd you think of last night, man?
JP, B-Miss, thank you for taking my call. JP, I'm on your side, man. Everything was awesome when I saw Trey Johnson get picked, but then when I saw Walter Clayton put on the Wizards hat, I was even more, like we say, psyched when I saw that happen, because Walter Johnson is a scorer, and what we need scorers. And Walter Clayton Jr.
Walter Johnson reminds was a pitcher.
Exactly. He reminds me of a Jalen Brunson where he can create space. He, like y'all said, he averaged 35 points in the Final Four. Why would you get rid of somebody like that for Riley? Riley's more to me like a project, just like how they said Alex Saar is a project. But the one thing about the draft night that really was cool, in the beginning of the draft, somebody yelled out, "The lotto is rigged," when Silver came on stage, because Dallas got the number one pick. So, but that was my take on it. I like the draft except for losing Walter Clayton.
Yeah, what do you think of the coverage?
The coverage was like what they call it, a lo-fi. It was like blah. Like newbie people. Like, yeah, it was. Yeah, I was like, what's going on, NBA? I mean, they're wondering why the ratings are down. There's nothing really exciting about it. They were like screwing that up.
Yeah. Well, dude, there was also like. Know what the draft I watch the most, the NFL, obviously, right? And when a guy gets selected, it's all about what he does for that team kind of right away. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, eventually they interview the kid and the emotions of it. But the coverage is based on like, all right, this guy helps the Buccaneers away as their off-ball linebacker. This was all about like, the interview and the emotional side of it. There was not a lot of, like, analysis.
Well, they tried to bring more to it, but I think ultimately what's happening right now, ESPN is in a position of trying to put their analysts out there. Because this was a TNT and all these other people that, you know, when Charles and Kenny and them spoke about anything, you knew it. Now they're trying to push their people out. And to be totally honest with you, half of them nobody really knows. Colin Cowherd, come on. Nobody would have done that with the way that they did stuff before. Kendrick Perkins is one of your top analysts. That just says all I need to know right there.
That's tough. Monica's a friend of the program. We love Monica. I thought she was great. But, like, it was just.
I think Kendrick.
Stephen A.
Kendrick gives you some good stuff, man. But then Kendrick, like, get a little too emotional with it sometimes. You know, like, that's a whole fun time. And he brings some realness to it. But I think at that moment, it's not for all that.
Derek from the chat is on the line. Derek, what'd you think about the draft?
B-Med family, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
What's happening, man?
I was not happy with our selections, gentlemen. I'm not happy. I know that Trey Johnson is a good player. I also know that the Illinois kid is a good player. What I'm not happy about is that they're not good players for us. You know, we have about eight guards.
Premature there, right?
We have, but this is the thing, JP. It's premature because of our history as the Wizards and player development. Never been good.
Same people aren't here, though. You got to realize, there's a whole new staff here right now.
Okay.
You got to at least give them that chance. Just like we get to give the Commanders a chance, we got to give them a chance.
B. Mitch, it's been 30 years of this. We switched out front office. We switched out coaches.
They finally brought some people in. You saw the team that just won an NBA championship. This group has something to do with that.
Which group? The group that we have now?
That we have now, yes.
Guys, okay, fine. But that group was able to acquire the players and grow the players. We've never done that here. I can't buy into that. I can't buy into what they did with the Pacers. It's worked for them. We brought in
Not the Pacers, the Thunder.
Okay, the Thunder. We brought in a guy that was working with the Nuggets a couple years ago. We brought him in, and what? We thought we was going to be the Denver Nuggets. We wasn't that. It went downhill. We need to stop chasing what other people do and just establish who we are.
And I think that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're doing. That's why they had never completely torn this thing down until now. They have done the first time when they rolled in just a year or two ago, they rolled in and they completely did something they had never done. And that, like, listen, I know it's not cool because you don't want to see team losing, but we never done that before. They kept thinking that we were competing when we were nowhere close to competing. Right now, they knew they had to tear it down to build back up. So I'm willing to give them a chance.
I don't mind us losing if we got a direction, but I'm not seeing the direction is kind of where I'm going with it. It's like we've got the eight. We went and got C.J. McCollum. We got Chris Middleton. All right, we might move these guys to get other players hypothetically, but be honest, like Middleton and McCollum's value on the market isn't that great. I think we missed a shot here. I think we should have went after Dead Queen or Malawar. We should have went after a big man in this draft.
So
there's plenty of guards.
You think? In the NBA. Are you mad? You would have taken Malawak or Derek Queen at six?
I personally, I've been on Derek Queen at six. Yes, I would have taken Derek Queen
now,
at six.
Now, Malawak went 10, so it wasn't that not far.
I would have traded that 18 and one of those vets to move up to get Derek Queen and Malawak. I would have done something so that we could have got both those big men.
Derek, you know we appreciate you. Jeff wants to yell at you, though. Jeff, please, the floor is yours.
All right, Jeff, come on. Bring it, Jeff.
I was just saying, I can't agree with you on that as far as building the talent with this regime because towards the end of the season when they started to let the younger guys play, we had to force ourselves to lose games. They were starting to build some type of chemistry. It's not going to – I know it's been 30 years. It's been 30 years with the Commanders too, but when you get the right people there and you're seeing some progress, you got to give them a chance. I think they did the right thing because we have people that can shoot the ball, but I think Trey Johnson, the ratchet he's riding with
– You need some scoring.
You need scores, and you need depth.
Derek Queen could score. Derek Queen was – he's unguardable.
It's a different kind of game though, dude.
He was unguardable.
You recognize they're different players, right? I like Queen a lot, and I think landing in the right spot will be really good for DQ. I don't know. I think he needs to go where, like, I think Derek Queen, given an opportunity to even be like a sixth man, and he comes in and is just something different and could give you buckets off the bench after an offense looks like X, and then DQ comes in and it looks like Y. I think that's a great spot for him, and then he can grow into what else he can become. Because right now, Derek Queen is a defensive liability in the pros.
He's a project.
Who does he
He's
guard?
A project.
So I want the best for Derek Queen, and I think he landed in a great spot. Derek, I appreciate the call, man. Really
appreciate
do.
You, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right, take care, dude.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I recognize the front. Like, I am a lifelong Wizards Bullets fan. My favorite team this team's ever had in my lifetime lost in 3 games in the first round of the playoffs. I enjoyed the Gill teams, but they always had LeBron in their way. At least these dudes have a long-term vision, and whether it is the players on the roster right now are going to get them to the finish line, or we're just going to get as many good players as we can and then eventually have to package some stuff to make a move to get a free agent. Whatever it is, I'm riding with Dawkins. I've said my piece that I was really excited about Walter Clayton, but, I mean, today's the day. We're just picking random clips from the internet. According to CBS Sports, Colin Ward Henninger calls the Wizards pick at number 21, Will Riley, the steal of the draft. According to this dude, he says, I legitimately think he is a top 10 talent. His range is unlimited, and he shoots it with confidence, while he's also shown flashes of some advanced playmaking. He has a mid-range game and the basketball IQ that makes him a smart cutter and connective passer. In 5 years, we could be wondering how he dropped so far. Phrases I love, unlimited range, basketball IQ, smart cutter. I love players that still understand to try to get open without the basketball. The NBA has become such an on-ball dependent league, and people just run these high screen and rolls. Like, if you can get open, that's what I like so much about Knipple. It's like his movement without the ball and in an effort to get others open. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what just happened, Jeff? I just talked myself into Will Riley. That was easy. I'm all in, baby. Let's go.
I'm with you. J-Dogs forever.
Exactly.
Y'all for crazy, too.
Hey, I'm supporting him till he give me a reason not to.
Or they trade him away. Yeah. And then I'm going to support the other guy. But for right now, baby, we're all in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.